Welcome to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 92. You know, some of y'all have been asking what Dr. Duck wants in return for giving you the real thang every week. And we do give y'all the real thang week in and week out. Well, we ain't really asking for much. First off, a whole bunch of money. And we'll let Elvis Presley tell you about the rest. Come on.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunger, love. I will do. Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to stop me half to death. Now you can spare a kiss or two, and still I've been in love on the bay.
No, 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 no.
I ain't asking much of you.
No, 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 no.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunger, love. I will do.
I will do.
Oh,
that's right.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, all the trucks on the road and all the ships at sea, coming to you straight from an undisclosed location out here in the desert, it's time. It's time to welcome you to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 92, the fastest moving party in town, produced in cooperation with KUNV 91.5 Las Vegas, and by Ducks Deluxe, the creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the all-wooden guitar neck support rest for changing guitar strings. Coming up in just a few, another full-blown dose of gonzo guitar excellence for you, including Jimi Hendrix, Lonnie Mack, Chuck Berry, James Burton. The Ducky Girls even showed up early for all this.
Go, Ducky, go!
Awesome guitar work, Tom Principato, Walter Trout, Dick Dale. Okay, brace yourselves, folks. We've had many requests for this. This hour, Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription will salute one of the global guitar community's brightest shooting stars ever, Stevie Ray Vaughan himself. Wait till you get a load of what else Dr. Duck has lined up for you. Truly an e-ticket ride. It's coming right up, right here, right now. Let's roll it.
Oh,
That was Tom Principato with Return of Voodoo Thing. Okay, after discovering Jimi Hendrix playing Tonks in New York City, Chas Chandler decides to take Jimmy to England and introduce him to the rest of the world from there. Hendrix had been there a whole week and then decides to ask if he can sit in with the Cream. Okay, nobody gets to jam with the Cream. Oh, no, no, no. The Cream is like Mount Olympus. Cream is the absolute pinnacle. Ordinary mortals cannot even breathe the rarefied air that exists in such a hallowed place. Quote, "When I saw Jimi Hendrix, I knew immediately that this guy was the real thing. This guy was our generation, and he wasn't in a suit. He played a Howling Wolf song, Killing Floor. And then we, the Cream, had to continue the set. It was pretty hard to follow." End quote. Eric Clapton, guitar, the Cream. Here's Jack Bruce, bass player for the Cream's take on this. Quote, "The first time I saw Eric Clapton, I thought, here's a master guitar player. But Eric was a guitar player. Jimi Hendrix was some sort of force of nature." End quote. So Hendrix does Killing Floor with feedback, hammer-ons, wang bar dive bombs, pull-offs, the whole works. By the next morning, I'm quite sure every guitar player in the United Kingdom knew he'd arrived. Here's Killing Floor, that exact same song, Jimi Hendrix live at Monterey Pop Festival a short time later. "When Lonnie Mack came out with the guitar instrumental Memphis, I thought, finally, somebody we guitar players can relate to." End quote. Dickie Betts, Allman Brothers Band, Great Southern. ¶¶ asked where Stevie Ray Vaughan got his style, he responded that the speed part came from Lonnie Mack, the turnarounds came from Freddie King. Here's Lonnie Mack and Stevie Ray Vaughan together on a cut called Satisfy Susie. Exploded onto the national music scene in 1983, the tone, the style, the attitude, the stage show. The full pedal to the metal all the way on, rushing towards musical disaster, almost losing control, yet pulling back just before going over the cliff. Stone genius, a true spectacular gonzo guitar practitioner of ginormous proportions. Stevie Ray Vaughan's breakout deal? He played the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. Both David Bowie and Jackson Browne were in the audience and were totally knocked out by him and his band Double Trouble. Jackson Browne offered his studio free of charge anytime Stevie wanted to record an album. The sessions at Jackson Browne's studio produced Stevie Ray Vaughan's debut album, Texas Flood. Here's Love Struck Baby, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Yeah. So I'm trying to bring it in, and I'm here to watch you. Thank you so very much.
Almost at the same time, David Bowie immediately hired Stevie Ray for his next album, Let's Dance. Quote, Stevie strolled into the Power Station recording studio and proceeded to rip up everything one thought about dance records. He pulled notes out of the air that no one could have dreamed would have worked with any of my songs. He nailed the sound that had been ringing in my ears all year. End quote. David Bowie. There was supposed to be a big tour with Stevie Ray going on the road with the David Bowie entourage, which would have been huge for introducing the world to Stevie Ray Vaughan. In true David Bowie fashion, the money was all wrong. And they wanted some theatrics to be included in the stage show too. So Stevie Ray turned them down. Turning them down turned out to be a scream. It couldn't have worked out any better. News breaks that Stevie Ray Vaughan turns down a tour with a well-known superstar. Then both Let's Dance, and Texas Flood hit the airwaves at the same time, blasting Stevie Ray Vaughan's star power into the stratosphere and gaining him gigantic chunks of street cred throughout the entire global guitar community. Here's Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're all out here in the desert, Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. Was named Musician of the Year by the National Blues Awards in Memphis, Tennessee. He won a Grammy Award and was the only musician to have ever played the national anthem in the Houston Astrodome and was made an honorary admiral in the Texas Navy. Quote, Stevie Ray figured it out before he even walked out of his house. What it was half brute force and half finesse, end quote, guitarist John Mayer. Here's a duet with Stevie Ray Vaughan and the king of surf guitar, Dick Dale, with their take on Pipeline.
Go, Ducky, go!
We'll be right back.
When asked about all the comparisons to Jimi Hendrix, both of which were complete fans of Fender Stratocaster guitars as their weapons of choice, Stevie Ray said, quote, "There's only one Jimi Hendrix. There'll never be another one. I loved him like he was my brother." You're tuned in to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. Yeehaw! The flip side of Ricky Nelson's Hello Mary Lou. Talk about a double-sided hit. It's called Fools Rush In. James Burton, guitar. We'll follow that with Chuck Berry's Promised Land.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Straddle that Greyhound. to Raleigh and on across Carolina. We stopped in Charlotte to bypass Rock Hill. We never was a minute late. We was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
Next up, Stephen Stills and Manassas, a tune called Down the Road. Joe Walsh, slide guitar. We'll follow that with Slap Happy, Walter Trout.
When I was a young man, standing in the dome, the room was dark and smoky. Smell of death before me. Think I'll go down, mama, go on down the road, see what's going on down the road. Lots of friends and children laying in the grass. Hookah makes me crazy. Believe I'm gonna have to pass. Think I'll go down, mama, go on down the road, see what's going on down the road. But then you find your cocaine start to move in fast. Trip, stumble, fall, freeze up, hope you're born to last. Think I'll go down, mama, go on down the road, see what's going on down the road. Pick one. Plenty good liquor, bourbon, 12 years old. Heroin, just in time, worst trip that I know. Think I'll go down, mama, take a pass. Go on down the road, see what's going on. Some people into Jesus, other people into Zen. I'm just into every day. I don't hide from where I've been. I just go down, mama, go on down the road, see what's going on down the road.
go!
And there you have it, folks. Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 92, has been made possible by KUNV, 91.5 FM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and DucksDeluxe.com. The creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the 8.5 by 11 one-page Nashville Number System Harmony and Music Theory chart, putting harmony, music theory, and the Nashville Number System at your fingertips on all 12 keys. Special thanks to the Ducky Girls from Media Guilds International for dropping by. And always remember, never interfere with something that isn't bothering you. By request, here's one final treat to say goodbye with. Susan Tedeschi doing a Led Zeppelin tune called Rock and Roll. Kenny Wayne Shepherd lead guitar. And Stevie Ray Vaughan's backup band, Double Trouble, for the rhythm section. See you next time right here on Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription.
Been a long time since I've been time.
Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription!